This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time for our weekly chat with Pirates pre- and post-game host Dan Zangrilli, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Ken Rosenthal writing in The Athletic today about managers on the hot seats. He included Derek Shelton. He felt bad and sorry for Derek Shelton, saying that there are much bigger problems, much bigger fish to fry there, and essentially saying that Derek Shelton would just be a scapegoat if that's the direction the Pirates go in. Dan, your thoughts on that?
I would say that, you know, that's largely accurate, but I think when the Pirates... You know, if and when they do make changes, Andrew, I think that there's going to be a, I don't think a moves made on an individual basis. I think that these would be more sweeping changes because of what Rosenthal mentioned, what you mentioned, because I do think that some of the issues that are plaguing them right now are more philosophical. So, yeah, that's fair to say what Ken mentioned.
Do you think that means that Shelton's got more time than we think because they would want to do this all in one fell swoop and that they wouldn't want to fire the GM this early in the season?
I don't know if I'd go that far. I mean, I think it all depends on, you know, where the Pirates are at in the standings and how long you are in the season. And I think if they, and I was asked this on my show yesterday, when would a change potentially be made? I think you probably get to a 20-game under 500 mark, maybe 60 games into the year, and things are just going as they are right now and they don't improve. Because I think that, you know, we've come to know and learned that the owner has been very patient. I recall back in 2012, right? And I'm not drawing parallels here, but there was a lot of calls for Hurdle and Huntington, and Nutting gave them the extra year. They broke through in 13. I'm not suggesting that that's going to be the case here in 25. I'm just looking at just the parallels, thinking that, okay, it's year six. He's really going to give this as much runway as humanly possible before he has no other choice. In other words, he wants to see this thing through. He wants to see this thing correct itself. And he's probably looking at all the nuances of all the scenarios of them playing shorthanded and all of the, for lack of a better term, excuses that you could make to try to spin this thing one way or the other. So I would say, hypothetically, 20 games under 500, 60 game sample size on the season before sort of action.
What I don't agree with, what I don't get about that is, why would you feel comfortable giving a manager an extension 20 games into a season, but you can't fire him in April? You jumped on a positive note for the guy, right. But you can't cut short. You know, we know how this movie's basically going to end, Dan. And unlike 2012, they made progress from 2011. This team won 76 games in back-to-back seasons.
I'm not saying that anything, Andrew, is impossible here. But if I'm to speculate, and, you know, nobody really does know how Bob Nutting truly operates. He's right now personally responding and sending proactive emails to people who are upset about the brick situation outside of PNC Park. I talked to somebody today inside the Pirates organization. It is a very tense place. The owner is ticked off. He is mad. He's I think, taking the wheel here more so than he ever has. It is not a very comfortable place at Federal Street. And I mentioned that before the first pitch was even thrown in 2025, right? The rent is due. And if you're delinquent, there's going to be an eviction notice on the door. The owner, in so many words, on the home opener, said just as much. This is why you play the games. And he's done what he feels is enough. He ain't happy right now. I can't be any more clear about that. So when something happens, if it happens, I think everything is on the table at this moment. But, you know, going back to 2019 in the offseason and how everything played out, when he wound up making changes at all three big positions, president, GM, and manager, in no particular order, the timeline was a little iffy. He waited some time before each individual move, so I don't think anybody has a clue as to what's going on in that very close circle, or maybe he's the only one that knows himself. Nutting, that is.
Dan, Pony theorized that from what he hears, or I guess I shouldn't say theorized, Pony said he's heard that Shelton, a hitting coach by trade, is generally very hands-off, let his people do their jobs, and does not intervene personally in his supposed area of expertise. One, can you tell me if that's your understanding as well? And two, why is that his posture, if in fact that is how he operates?
I don't know that for a fact. Whether or how much or how little he is involved with hitting. I think that's probably on a case-by-case basis, individual-by-individual basis. I know Hurdle was extremely hands-on. He burned through a ton of hitting coaches because he was essentially a quasi-hitting coach. I mean, the truth is probably somewhere in the middle, and again, it's probably on an individual basis. But I would think that at this time, Chris, if there is an opportunity for him to help improve something, to interject, I highly doubt that he's going to sit idly by considering what's at stake right now.
Let's go to what Charrington said after your show on Sunday. I mean, you want to talk about tone-deaf comments. How does he say that about Tommy Pham? He's everything they had hoped for. I mean, you got to be a little bit more careful about how you describe the impact of a guy that's hitting in the 100s for your team, Dan. Come on now, Ben Charrington.
Below 100s, I think that,
well, I mean, in all fairness, I think the context of that is it was in relationship to his persona, the clubhouse leader, all of those things, not directly impacted to production itself. Just, I think, to be clear on that. But if that question did have somehow, some way, actual production and the results and the numbers tied into it, then yes, that's not the way to go about it. But I do think, Andrew, the question was phrased.
I know, but don't you say to that, look, hey, Greg, like, we don't, right now we got to win games. It's about what you do in the batter's box and on the field. It's not about leadership right now.
Oh,
right? I mean, that's what
that's
we want to hear as fans.
No, 100%. And, well, yes, and I think the rhetoric,
we've got more
whole
talent at the upper levels than we've ever had here. What the heck was that all about?
Yeah. Right. No, that is, you need to hear, and fans, I think, need to feel their frustration. And this is just the overarching tone and rhetoric that's coming out of both offices, the general managers and the managers. The fan base is ticked off. They need somebody to commiserate with. They feel, and this is based on what I'm getting on my shows, that there is just a way to passive and very calming environment in there, that there is no sense of urgency, because the things that you typically hear when stuff isn't going right, those accountability measures, whether that's just the tone or the direct words themselves, that's not apparent, and I think that's the most frustrating point.
Dan, I heard that their internal projections did not have them with a winning record this year. How could you be at peace with that in year six, that with all the math people and scientists and analysts you have, you put it through your 30,000 simulations and it spits out 78 or 79? How are you okay with that going into a season?
Yeah. I mean, hey, Andrew, I don't think anybody at all is happy with where things are at right now.
Well, we're not, but I'm saying the GM.
But they can't be that surprised if their projections had them as a losing team. This is just plan going according to plan.
Yeah. And that's why I think that a lot of folks are on pins and needles right now.
Which has that, what, pins and needles? Just needles being, you just sit down and there's just a bed of needles there?
What's really the difference between pins and needles? They're the same thing, two different names.
What they are is I wish people would put those in my eye when I host post-game shows after losing 11 of 16. That's what I mean. I'm sorry.
Gotcha. All right, Dan, we'll be listening tonight on the way home. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pins on one eye, needles in the other for Dan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.